At our parish staff meetings, which we meet once a month, we always begin by reading the gospel for the upcoming Sunday and sharing our thoughts and our reflections on the passage. Of course, last week when we met, we read the same gospel reading that you just heard. And my instinctive reaction was fatigue. And maybe partly it's got to do with my exhaustion and my tiredness, but I said to everybody in the room, I said, I just don't want to deal with it. I'm tired of hearing about wars and insurrections and revolutions and death and destruction and darkness and persecution. I really don't want to deal with it. There was a lot of silence that day, and really the time for reflection ended rather quickly. We said the Our Father, prayed for God's kingdom, and moved on to the next agenda item. Now, it's not that I or we as staff do not understand the significance of apocalyptic readings as we reach the end of the liturgical year, and in the church as we reach the end of the calendar year. The scripture readings are leading us to reflect on the reality of the end. Whether we like it or not, either on a personal level or on a cosmic level, the world will end. And this is one thing that science and religion agree on, that one day it's all going to end. When that does happen, whether you're fatigued or not, doesn't matter. The end will come. Jesus tells us how to be prepared if that were to happen. He says, by your perseverance, you will secure your life. So today I want to talk about perseverance. How can we secure our lives? To perseverance, I've titled my homily, Three Steps to Perseverance, although the three steps are going to come in the third point. But let me create the context for apocalyptic readings before I enter into a discussion or reflection on perseverance. So first of all, the context. Almost always, the context of apocalyptic readings have to do with persecution or large-scale, rampant religious infidelities. So in the case of Malachi, from which we read the first reading, the latter was the case. There was large-scale religious infidelity. Now, Malachi, the name Malachi, is not a proper name. Malachi was somebody who wrote this book anonymously. And Malachi really means my messenger. So we don't know who the author is. And why did he write anonymously? Because he was afraid of persecution. So he writes, lo, the day is coming, blazing like an oven. But for you who fear my name, there will arise the Son of Justice with its healing rays. So here's something that's typical of apocalyptic readings. It is written during times of crisis, but there's always a hope attached to it. So even Malachi, in the midst of all the crisis, does not fail to say, but for you who fear my name, there will arise a Son of Justice with its healing rays. Now in the gospel reading, it's clearly an apocalyptic reading, and Jesus is talking about the end of the world. Now, for the people of that time, it did feel like the end of the world, because the Gospel of Luke is written right around the time when the Romans destroyed the Temple of Jerusalem. Add to that the Christian persecution, especially under Nero. So for the people, this was kind of like the end of the world. Yet even in these gruesome and fearful days, there still was a ray of hope. Jesus says to us, Not a hair on your head will be destroyed. There's that hope. And he says to us, by your perseverance, you will secure your lives. So let's talk about perseverance. This is my second point. What is perseverance? Now, perseverance is defined as persistence in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. So in the secular context, perseverance really means not giving up. But from the Christian context, I'm giving it a slightly different connotation. It's not so much not giving up, but rather not giving in. Let me explain. See, Jesus, like Malachi, sought a religious and spiritual renewal in the nation. And of course, he did not remain anonymous, right? And there were times when there was crisis. But Jesus never gave in. He never gave in to discouragement. He never gave in to fear. He never gave in to faithlessness. He never gave in to despair. He did not just not give up. He never gave in. He continued to believe in the mission that the Father entrusted to him till the end. He continued to seek the kingdom. He continued to encourage and build his disciples. He continued to give hope to the people. He never compromised his integrity. He never stopped loving. And most of all, he never stopped doing good. He never gave in. And because of that, he secured not only his life, but he secured all of our lives. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. So, here are the three steps to perseverance. And this is my third point. And I'm taking it all from the life of Jesus. Let's learn from Jesus, because he's the one who secured our lives. Three steps. First, prayer. And I don't mean this in a stereotypical way. It's not our routine prayers. It's not about saying our prayers. It's not just fulfilling obligations. I don't mean prayer in a stereotypical way. I want to do it the Jesus way. See, Jesus often pulled himself away from the crowds. He would pull himself away from the disciples, and then he would spend enormous amount of time with his Father. So what I mean by prayer is remaining plugged in with the Father. Intimacy with God is critical to perseverance. Without being deeply connected and deeply rooted in God, we will give in to darkness and despair very quickly. So the first step, prayer. And for us Catholics, you know, being at the Eucharist and our sacraments, those are a critical part of prayer. Secondly, destiny and origin. See, Jesus often spoke about where he came from and where he was going. Always. He knew who he was. He was the Son of God. But no matter how much darkness came his way, there's one thing he never forgot, that I've come from the Father and I'm going to the Father. Even in his most vulnerable time, his cry was, Father, into your hands. Folks, especially when darkness surrounds us, we remember our origin and our destiny. We remember who we are, children of God. We've come from God and we are going to God. It gives us hope. And thirdly, love and doing good. See, both the above steps that I've given you, the first two steps, they are internal dispositions. But we need concrete action to keep the fire burning. And we learn from Jesus, the two things that he never stopped doing, this is acting, is love and doing good. Think about the very last moment on the cross. He did good all his life, right? But even in that darkest moment, he makes way for a criminal to enter paradise. Even in the last minute, he did something good to somebody. Never stop loving. Even from the cross, before he was about to die, in the midst of his pain and suffering, he forgives his murderers. He was a man of radical love. And so loving and doing good is a way to persevere, of not giving in. Not giving in to hate, not giving in to violence, not giving in to fear, not giving in to despair. We constantly love and we constantly do good. So three steps to perseverance. Prayer, staying plugged in. Not forgetting our origin and destiny. And thirdly, being loving like Jesus and always doing good. The God who is on the altar, this God is our hope. He has secured our lives. All we need to do is not to give in to despair and hopelessness, but to put our faith, our trust in Him. People of God said,